There it is, hunters and collectors, and do you see what I see? This is Malloy on Triple M, streaming on the Listen app as well. Hey, Kitty Flanagan's joining us right now on Have You Been Paying Attention, 8:40 tonight on Channel 10, with Mick Malloy on the show tonight as well.
It's going to be a ding-dong, drag him out, yeah. No-frills special.
It's the best show on TV, by the way.
We're great friends, but I put the blinkers on.
Got heated.
Ooh,
really? Stuff going down.
It was hard to come in today.
It's hard.
So I've got to put that behind me and move on.
A bit awkward. All right.
It's going to be a load of fun, and I'll be beside myself, sitting beside the key cast of Fisk, which is yourself, of course.
Yeah.
And Sam, you were on our show, and do you put up? Do you mind if we just segue into a bit of Fisk at the moment? You're telling me about the whole process of casting.
Yeah, yeah.
How I cast the entire series. I did cast to type.
No.
So, you know, lovable rogue went for Marty. You know, and then a shonky lawyer who eats all the snacks, Dave O'Neill. And then we needed an asshole, Sam Pang.
There you go. Of course, you're lucky to get Sam because he's so busy these days.
Oh, no. Celebrity Apprentice he's been on. I think he's the new Bachelor as well, isn't he?
Really?
God, he'll do anything.
He'll be in the jungle for sure. I refer to him now as reality TV star. He should put that on his memoirs.
He introduced himself, I think, on Celebrity Apprentice as comedian. Well, that's pushing it a bit, isn't it?
Maybe in the old days. So you needed an arsehole. It was him. Mm. How'd you go with Glenn Robbins? Tell me about your choice of Glenn. You needed someone to paint with their penis.
Obviously we needed someone where their brush, shall we say, would actually reach the canvas. We auditioned a few people. The brushes came up short. So we said, yours isn't touching the canvas there, and we can't get it any closer, mate.
That's a bit like finger painting or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that was good. And I asked you about the process, and it was quite hurtful.
Mm.
This came out, and when I heard this live on air, it was everything I could do not to burst into tears. Oh. But here you are explaining how you got the cast.
Yeah.
Basically, it was shot during lockdown. Everyone was sitting around with nothing to do. I got everyone I wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, Kitty.
You were busy. You got kids.
We were in lockdown. You said we were in lockdown.
You were homeschooling, I'm sure.
Well, if hypothetically.
How old are your kids now?
Well, they're twins, and one's 8 and one's 12. I don't know. Is that bad parenting?
Mentally. Right. One's 8, one's 12.
Oh, what do you say to me? There you go. Haven't your boys been 8 for 3 years now?
I feel like every time I ask you, they're just not moving on.
Fred Buster and Lenny Walter.
Look, they're stunted.
Champions.
Yeah, we better hurry up because they're in the car out the front.
Oh, come on.
And we've got to keep this
going. We've got to keep the windows up because of COVID.
So that's right. You know, I'm not
keep
an animal.
Them safe. Keep them safe.
Fair's fair. So before we get on to Have You Been Paying Attention, so Fisk, another series, surely.
We're writing it, whether they film it or not. And, you know, the good thing is we'll have the scripts. I'll come in and just read them out on air. You can take a roll.
Dave's in it as well.
We'll all just read it out.
Middle-aged radio announcer, I'm your guy.
Well, we had a birthday for Dave on
Friday.
And your birthday was when?
Thursday.
He's milked this. And then burst into tears.
It's a festival of Dave,
isn't
it?
Thank you, Kitty.
Did you hear him?
I heard you got a bit sensitive, but I don't know what it was about.
I don't want to apply it to Kitty. You're embarrassing. And I'm a big fan, so that's huge.
Well, yeah.
Who were you talking to?
They organised these radio heroes of mine from LA. They're the big-time radio guys, and they did a little speech for me. And then they played that, and I was very surprised and shocked. And
then did they tell you it was just a celebrity impressionist? It's very easy to do on radio.
No, that's true.
We've got this special guest.
Yes, that's right.
Here's the truth. So we were originally going to do Dave's birthday in New York because Dave's a huge fan of Billy Joel. We're going to go to Madison Square Garden. We're going to do the whole thing. COVID hit.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it, but we had a New York theme, but we thought it'd be great if we could get Billy Joel to record something.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you see where this is going. So he goes, we can't get Billy Joel. I go, get a Billy Joel impersonator. And the Billy Joel impersonator goes, nah.
Wow.
All right. Hey, when we come back, more Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty Flanagan in studio. Kitty is back on stage doing what she does best, solving the world's problems. All of them get involved. Blue Mountains Theatre this week, June 24, 25 and 26.
That's a hot spot.
Civic Theatre in Townsville, July 1 and 2.
Hot spot.
Cairns Performing Arts Centre, July 9 and 10. Then in Surfers Paradise, Lismore, Caloundra, Newcastle, Toowoomba. KittyFlanagan.com. Get your tickets. Don't miss out.
I love to hear that you're on the road, that you're out there doing your thing. It's nice to know you're It's doing a lap around Australia, entertaining the rank and file.
It's on till it's not, Mick. It's on till it's not. It's on till it's not. Yeah.
Hey, do you have to choose your gigs wisely these
days? Mate, there's no point. You just got to.
You got to say,
I'm coming. If I don't get there that day, I'll come next week or the week after.
Denise Scott has been plugging a gig she's been doing in Currumbin for 8 months on this program.
Since last year.
She goes, no, I'm going to Currumbin with Nath Valvo. And then it gets called off. And then it's 2 months later, she comes on and plugs it. It's 200 seats. I said, if it ever is, it gets up, I want to go. I want to be in that audience. They'll be the most prized seats in Australian comedy. You've also got your podcast, The Junkies, you do with Dave O'Neill, who we love. You discuss snack foods. Is that fair? How do you describe it?
Oh, we do the sweet and salty snacks. I don't do the junk food like the burgers and the chips, but we do all the lollies and the chips.
What are you ranking at the moment? What are you rating?
Well, we did Big Red Frogs versus Little Red Frogs versus raspberries. Big Red Frogs came out on top.
They did?
No, just hands down the winner.
Snakes?
No question. Snakes come in, they don't really compare.
Right.
Yeah. They're a different thing.
Jesus, Dave.
They're the same thing.
You're comparing apples with oranges there, Dave.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
You don't know your snack food there.
Obviously.
You know your food. Why aren't you on Celebrity Master Chef?
It's calm out.
Didn't get the tap. I thought for a moment maybe it's because I wasn't enough of a celebrity. Then I saw who they picked and I went, okay, that wasn't the reason. All right, so that's not why I haven't been picked. But I had a grand plan too. I had a vision to change that show up. Well, you know, everyone always goes on there and how many people have we seen cook dessert?
Right.
Week after week, I'm the dessert king, I'm the dessert queen, I'm the dessert princess, whatever. I want to go on and do soup.
Okay.
But every time. Like, what are you doing, Kitty? I'm doing soup. It's like, what's in the mystery box? Oh, it's a duck. It's this. Is that what are you making? It's duck soup.
Duck soup today?
Yeah, just whatever's in that mystery box, that's my soup.
Have you got a ladle?
You better. I'll just have a ladle, a blender and a pot and they'll come over and I'll just be there old school serving it up. One week I might make gruel. If I've got the immunity pin, I just go, oh. Yeah, I'm going to make gruel this week and then I'll just play my immunity pin. Make them eat it as well.
What about prison soup? Like, it's prison soup. That's a big pot and a ladle.
What's in prison soup, Mick? Well, you sound like you're speaking from experience.
You get used to it.
Isn't
after
it porridge?
A while.
Don't they serve a lot of porridge in prison? Yeah.
Anything that you can ladle, so they don't need utensils.
It's got to be slopped.
It's got to be slopped out onto a plate.
I did a gig in a prison once, and I turned up on the day where they had it was a special barbecue, so everybody was handed a steak knife.
Wow.
Like they were all handed one, like for the barbecue. Yeah. It was like, does this really have to be the day that I'm in the prison? You've basically given everybody a shiv and just gone, in you go, Flanagan.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. We're missing knife number 39. Didn't come back after lunch. And I'm just up there with it in my ribs.
I love it. Hey, so we talked about Fisk. We'll get another series of Fisks up. Have you been paying attention tonight?
Alex
How do you think you're going to go?
I think you had some odds, didn't you, from one of the
I'm
betting
at 10
houses.
Bucks. You're at 750.
Really?
So people think that you are more likely to win than me. Have you ever won?
I have. In 5 years of doing that show, I have not won a single time.
I don't think
I've ever cracked triple digits.
Really?
I think 90 is my highest score
ever. Have you won? Oh, you haven't.
I think I won in 2015. I still have the trophy.
6 years ago.
I pop it on the mantelpiece when the ladies are around.
Press the
see
ladies.
If that can't impress them.
I've never, ever won it. I just don't watch the news. And every week it comes around and I go,
put on a show.
And I go, I really should have watched the news this week.
It dawns on you. Just
Tommy
just says. Well, all right. Well, it's always fun. You're always good. I can't wait.
Sam Pang, Alex Ward, Kitty Flanagan, Mick, Ed Cavalier tonight, 8:40, Channel 10. Well done, Kitty.
Thanks, guys.
This is Malloy on Triple M.